I have the agenda up on my screen, but did you want to screen share the agenda, Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to screen share it now. I also wanted to let you guys know Mark will also be a little late. He's asked for us to sort of be understanding about that. And hopefully he's going to try and fit in his report back in between two other Zoom meetings. So if we can sort of make some allowances for his busy calendar, I'm going to go ahead and screen share right now.
Thank you. And sure, I guess I'll allow it. Just kidding. Okay. Let's see. Introductions and welcome. We had a nice welcoming question from Beth. Richard, nice to see you. But I'm Ben, committee co-chair. And why don't I just go in a circle with who I see on my screen just to do very quick introductions. I have Laura next to me in my screen.
I'm Laura, council member.
Nice to see you. Beth?
Hi, Beth, AJHS.
Thank you, Beth. Lily?
I am Lily, council member, and just want to let folks know I'll have to leave a couple minutes before 4 today.
Thanks,
Good
Lily.
To see you all.
And let's go to Charles.
Sorry, my name is Charles Aron, and I'm a council member.
Thank you, Charles. Richard?
Hi, everyone. Richard Sullivan, council member.
Thank you, Richard. Melina?
Hi, I'm Melina Clark, council staff.
Thanks. Thomas?
Thomas Noble, government co-chair.
Thank you, Thomas. And David?
David Jordan, council staff.
All right, welcome everybody. Let's take a moment to review and approve our agenda today. So it looks like pending some arrivals from Mark and Kevin and Steven, we'll play around with our time today.
Steven's not gonna be attending, sorry.
Got it, Steven will not be attending, but we all did get the HCAP report. So we could discuss that on our own. And then we'll talk about the needs assessment and COLA update. And then when Mark and Kevin arrive at some point in the agenda, we will have a discussion on resource allocation and then a report back on client challenges from the frontline organizing group. Anything else from committee members that we need to add or change from the agenda today? All right, hearing none, let's approve the agenda by consensus and let's look at the minutes from the August 5 meeting, which were emailed to us, but I'm sure Dave will pull it up right now. Great. Take a moment to view that on your screen.
I remember fog.
Any edits or feedback to the minutes from the August 5th meeting? All righty, let's go ahead and approve those minutes by consensus. And let's go to announcements. Any announcements today? All right, hearing no announcements. Any public comment? All right, hearing no public comments, let's go to the HCAP report. So Stephen's not gonna be here, but Stephen did send us access to the HCAP report. I think we got access to it this morning. Is that correct, Dave? Yeah. Did anybody have any challenges accessing the Dropbox? This is a new thing that we're testing.
Charles, I did not send it to you because I was not aware you're going to be attending this meeting.
It's okay because Ali's here teaching me how to do everything on the computer.
Okay. So the document that we're discussing is what's on the screen right now.
Yeah, I see it.
If you want, ask. You're the only one who probably doesn't have a copy of it to preview. So if you want me to move it around for you or look at something specific, just let me know.
Okay, I'm good. I can read it. Okay, I'm good.
All right, any comments or feedback on the HCAP report? My opinion is that COVID is causing folks to just do interesting things, like send an email from the wrong email. And also looks like there's just been, you know, staffing transitions there's been staffing transitions, and then with shelter in place, it gets confusing to clients. So I can see how that can be very challenging for clients. That's the pattern that I saw in the new cases. All right, I guess we'll go to, should we talk about the needs assessment and the COLA update? You're like, sure, okay.
really quickly, Ali just texted me something, and my answer to Ali is, Melina, can you do that? Because I'm screen sharing and I can't actually, if I email, then everybody's going to be able to see all of my email and everything that I'm doing. That would be super helpful.
Sure. Sorry, I missed that. Did you say give the COLA update or email something?
No. Ali just texted both of us asking us to send all of the documents for this meeting to Charles. Can you just quickly do that?
Not urgent. I think we can review it afterwards.
But. Okay. All right.
Cool.
Melina, do you want to check in about COLA then?
Sure. Yeah. What was that?
I was saying, Dave, you could stop your screen share if you want.
So the most recent update I have for the COLA is that Nay was kind enough to translate the whole survey, which I think we talked about already, but we adapted it to be more qualitative this year. So Nay translated the whole thing, and I'm working on just importing that translation into SurveyMonkey and kind of figuring that out. And that's almost done. So then I'll be sending that back to Nay, and he will be distributing it to clients. And also for the COLA, we're doing $50 gift cards this year. I don't think I have anything else. Do you, Dave? Oh, you're muted.
And missing.
There we go. All right. We're both kind of in the same place with the both the COLA and the needs assessment, largely because there's been a little bit of difficulty accessing the gift cards. Some technical difficulties on my end, some hoops I had to jump through with Target to open a new corporate account with them to get, like, buy bulk gift cards is a whole process where they prefer to send them out directly. If you just give the recipient email address to them and then they send them out, but because of confidentiality, we can't do that. So we have to do it, buy them bulk and send them out ourselves, which they require an approval of any emails we send out because we're using their sort of branding and their name. And so they're very persnickety to make sure that we're not sort of tarnishing the good Target name with anything untoward. And then I also had a little bit of difficulty. Sorry, they're picking up garbage right outside my... I feel like half the time during this meeting is when they're picking up trash. Garbage people are picking up. And also my finance department at Shanti gave me a little bit of difficulty because reasonably we are having to deal, all our programs are having to deal with a lot of additional gift card distribution because of people's current challenges. And so that has necessitated a lot of re-examining of policies around how we distribute, purchase, and manage the whole gift card thing, which meant I lost a whole week to back and forth between director level people above my pay grade having conversations about whether I was even allowed to start a corporate account with Target, which made me insane. And I definitely said some things to some directors that didn't make me super popular. All that is to say, I believe I've sorted it out, and I think that I should be getting my first batch of gift card codes from Target sometime this afternoon. I had a communication with their corporate purchasing person this morning, handed off the last of the documents, and we should be good to go, although who knows. So that's sort of where we're at. I apologize that this whole rigmarole has taken as long as it has. It's very frustrating, but it is what it is. That's, I think, all I have.
Yeah, I've heard that if you have a really good relationship with your corporate purchasing rep, that everything will be a lot easier for you moving forward. So send that person some flowers after you buy your batch.
Can we ask questions?
Yes, go ahead, Thomas.
Dave, what did you say to them?
Something in the lines of their inability to think ahead about policy shouldn't cause me to blow deadlines, and I needed them to be more cognizant of the actual work of Shanti and spend less time thinking about covering their own asses. Something in that range. I don't know exactly, I remember the specific wording. I was pretty angry.
I can tell you cleaned it up for me too. Thank you for sharing. I was like, oh, he's actually gonna answer. All right.
Did a great job.
Yes. And Dave, I appreciate the backlighting issue. You got drapes or something, and now we can see you.
I'm doing my best. I also turned on the overhead, which all I think right. is helping. I don't know.
Yeah, or you. I can see you.
So we have Kevin here now. Do we? Unless anybody has any other questions about this, we can move on the agenda.
All right, thanks, Dave. Yeah, let's go. Kevin, your agenda item is providing a report back on client challenges during COVID-19 from a FOG meeting.
Yes. And congratulations, Dave, on getting out of the protection program. And it's in your lighting.
Thank you.
I very quickly put together a survey to send to the FOG membership, the frontline organizing groups and membership. We had sort of casual conversations about what the issues and needs posed by COVID-19 are, but I didn't really feel satisfied that I could give you a useful report. So I did put together a Survey Monkey, and here it is. And I'll just quickly go through this. So there were 20 responses. The membership list is, I think, about 430. And I'm told that 20 in just 2 days is actually a pretty good response. We'll keep that open, and we'll send a reminder maybe Tuesday for people to provide their input. So the first question was, since the COVID-19 emergency began, my clients have had an increased need for food. 60% agreed, 35% strongly agreed. The next question, phrased the same way, but talking about the increased need for housing, 35% agreed that there was an increased need, 50% strongly agreed. So striking response. Third, since the emergency began, my clients have had an increased need for transportation. 37% agreed, 42% strongly agreed. Then we asked, have clients been able to connect to the services that they usually access? 50% usually, or somewhat, 45% not really. And then we asked, have you been able to connect with your clients? 21% said yes, regularly, 47% said fairly regularly, and 37% said that it has been challenging to connect with many clients. So that's the question where there was actually a fairly even distribution of responses. And then we asked an open-ended question, what are the needs that you have observed during the COVID-19 emergency? One gave a very articulate call for overdose prevention program, safe injection, safe injection sites, the need for both temporary and permanent housing, which certainly existed long before the COVID crisis. This person discussed the expanded need for treatment for substance use disorders, behavioral health, relaxing rules surrounding medication-assisted treatment, drugs, and then talked about some more structural changes around the need for a livable wage, for example. Another person responded saying that we need support groups and indicated an interest in subjects of HIV and aging, affordable housing, substance use. Another response was, and there were a couple that indicated that clients really have a need for assistance with technology. Yeah. There were a couple of comments to that effect. And another said that there's still a pretty commanding need for PPE and hygiene and mental health resources. Another indicated that dental services are still in need, and indeed, for Beth is here to probably tell us the exact time frame, but I know that emergency services were all that really could be provided for a while. I don't know how long that was. And they've relaxed that a little bit, but due to physical distancing requirements, it really has slowed. Beth, if you have anything you want to add to that. Also, people spoke about the need to have a place where homeless people could shower, use facilities, and Wi-Fi access, very important now. Then another person indicated that managing physical meaning with clear risk assessment. Still another said we need access to restrooms and showers for homeless folks and maintaining virtual connection. Another discussed the need to, indicated that a number of these services have been closed or at least reduced availability. So it's a challenge to access services, I guess, generally. You can read through that. And then another said the biggest challenge for their clients is that many of the clients do not have phone or email. That's obviously a challenge. And then another mentioned the isolation. You know, this is a population that is already dealing with a good amount of social alienation and isolation, and this has just exacerbated that. So just a couple of thoughts about, you know, what you can take away from that bit of information. It is 20 responses, so it's probably not something that could complete your picture of the current state of affairs with the HIV care system in San Francisco, given the extraordinary challenges that we're facing. And it's important to bear in mind, I did have a chance to talk about this with Beth and Dean, and they very helpfully pointed out that these questions were not focused on the Ryan White services, Ryan White funded services or HHS funded services. The difficulty clients have with accessing services needs to be viewed in that broader context. It does raise some thoughts about what we might be able to do with emergency financial assistance. We can talk about that. Rental housing, rents, it's a commanding issue in San Francisco, and that too has been exacerbated. We do have eviction moratoriums, at least for the moment, at the local, state, and federal level, I guess, for at least a few minutes. So we did add funding to both food and EFA with both the CARES Act funding and one-time funding sources months ago, and that was a fortuitous decision. I don't believe that there is currently a wait list for food at one of our, at the premier provider. And then there's also other sources. So we also may want, when we follow up with the FOG people, we may want to ask if they have accessed the Great Plates program. I think we sent out an email several months ago now about the state program that provides assistance for those that are facing food insecurity. It's a wonderful program, and I think I'll probably just send that out again because it's new, and people probably should be reminded. It's anybody that's under 600% of poverty, federal poverty level, is eligible. So all Ryan White clients are, by definition, eligible. So I guess that's about all I have to share. There are obvious troubling aspects to this. I mean, if you have people that are short on food and facing homelessness, it just doesn't get much more serious than that. Unfortunately, many of the solutions just require more money. And that's sort of the story of our lives, isn't it? I'd be happy to try to respond to any questions.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Are there any questions or comments on the information that Kevin just presented?
Thank you for doing that. I mean, I hear what you're saying about it's only 20 people, but on some of them, the answers are so unanimous and so in line with what everyone else is experiencing that I feel like it's, you know, solidly pointing in the same direction as what we already knew in terms of people's need for food and transportation and housing and so on. So, but thank you for putting all that together. And I look forward to seeing it as more data gets fleshed out.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's really important for us to see what's going on in a broader sense. And if we can get access to information for Ryan White services to add to that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kevin, thank you very much for doing that. Sorry I was late, everybody. Was there any mention in there about charging stations for clients? Because I have several homeless clients that are not making meetings because they can't go to a coffee shop and charge anymore.
Perfectly understandable. There was no mention in the 20 responses we've received thus far, but that's an open survey, so maybe we'll hear something more.
Actually, is there another way to add it? Because I'm one of the 20 that responded, so I won't be able to
say anything. Oh, you're one of the 20?
Yeah.
Thank you, TJ.
What does that mean?
Any other comments? Charles, did you want to say something?
No, I was just
playing with the mute button.
Doing that at the same time, asking about TJ's question.
Oh, okay.
And Ali explained it to me.
Got it. I wrote in the comments that, you know, last week we had that presentation where they shared that, you know, despite high retention and televisits, probably there has to be something going on regarding their services outside of primary care that has been changed, and that's kind of affecting maybe the health outcomes despite retention in primary care. So I thought that that was an interesting connection that might be what the FOG members are pointing out as well.
I might mention that the FOG folks are doing their annual boot camp in October. It's a training that's focused specifically on enrollment for various healthcare systems. And this may help inform that process as well as the summit that you all have some familiarity with.
All right.
We may want to also ask, by way of follow-up with the FOG folks, what they're seeing in terms of psychosocial support needs. That was quite clear in some of the responses as well.
Great. So I hear that there's a boot camp coming up. TJ, that might be the opportunity for you to follow up regarding making sure that, you know, feedback about charging stations is provided. And it's also in the notes here. Any other last feedback or questions for Kevin before I pass it on to Mark? All right. Thanks, Kevin. And Mark, we'll go to your agenda item. It's a resource allocation.
So time for our annual allocation scenarios for flat, reduced, and increased. While I pull up last year's scenarios, I do want to allocate some time in case it hasn't already been taken to congratulate Thomas Noble on his matching mask and t-shirt.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate the note of sarcasm and the, it's not easy.
It's not easy, but you pull it off, you look wicked, and I mean in a good way. Dave Jordan, I can't share screen. I'm not being allowed to.
Yeah, it's because you haven't been made a host. You gotta ask me about that kind of thing.
Please, sir, can I become your co-host?
Yeah, give me one second.
I was just able to share screen in this gigantic workshop I was in by World Trust, over 300 participants.
Oh my God. Sometimes it's all about settings, Mark. Settings.
You're a very private person. I know that.
And most of us have our stuff set like this, but you know, give me one second. It's actually been a minute since I've had to do the make another person a host situation. So give me one.
David is just more finely attuned to our privacy and security needs than the World Trust is, clearly.
Absolutely. Dave is HIPAA all day, and I really appreciate that about you, Dave. Confidentiality comes
first. If we're talking about matching, like TJ and Laura, did you the hair coloring? Same bottle, right?
Is it breaking confidentiality if I mention that I signed up for an outdoor haircut tomorrow? I'm excited.
Awesome. Great. Congratulations.
Well, the city green lighted it, so I'm going to go for it. I signed up.
Yep.
6 months.
No, I'm doing the same thing, making a appointment with my hairdresser. She's all ready to go.
Same here. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm so over my hair. Ugh. Okay, do you guys all see the resource allocation?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so this is last year's. We'll do this piece by piece. Of course, you don't need to be bound by the decision made last year. You can make your own decision. We'll start off with the second least likely occurrence, which would be increased funding. Last year's scenario was if increased funding occurs, the council will reconvene to discuss this scenario. As it is such a potentially rare event, it has occurred. Any discussion or thoughts on this idea from last year? I mean, this motion from last year? Any alternates? TJ Miyake?
Sure. I'd like to suggest that we accept this as it is, because I think this is a reoccurring allocation motion that we have, and based on the situation that we have in the White House now and around funding, this is perfectly fine.
Is that a motion to approve?
That's a motion to approve, sorry, yes.
Is there a second to that motion?
Lee seconds it.
All right, so discussion of the current motion on the floor, which is if increased funding occurs, the council will reconvene to discuss this wild scenario. All right, this does involve potential funding. I will do a roll call vote now by simply saying your names out loud. Lee Jewell.
Yes.
Richard Sullivan. I'll come back to Richard. Laura Thomas.
Yes, I'm sorry, yes.
Yes and yes from Laura. TJ Limiaki.
Yes.
Charles Cerrone.
Yes.
Thomas Noble.
I'll abstain.
Lily Krutel.
Yes.
Ben Kabangan.
Yes.
Motion carries. It will be now moved to the Council Affairs Committee. Now for the least likely scenario, funding. So of course,
did we miss
the
Kevin?
Same exact. Pardon me?
Is Kevin still on here? Sorry.
Yes. Sorry. I'm so sorry, Kevin. You are a person. Kevin. Kevin Hutchcroft.
He's my other half.
And together we make a second class person with no enfranchisement. I vote yes.
All right. So your votes have to be the same. I'm so sorry to tell this to you both. One of you abstained and one of you said yes.
Oh, interesting. This is awkward. I will join Kevin on the yes.
So sorry. You are a full person despite having a half vote.
The half vote was only in full council, but obviously
it was everywhere.
Okay, cool.
If funding remains at the current level, service category resource allocation will remain level across all categories. Any discussion about a motion for flat funding? Would anyone like to put forward a motion for flat funding?
I'll put it forward.
Are you putting forward this motion here?
As written, yes.
A second, please.
I'll second.
Charles Cerrone seconds. Any discussion of this flat funding scenario? All right. Laura Thomas.
Yes.
Ben Cabangan.
Yes.
Lily Croutel.
Yes.
Charles Cerrone.
Yes.
Thomas Noble and Kevin Hutchcroft.
I'll defer to Kevin.
I'm taking this a yes. Okay. E.J. Lemiaki.
Yes.
Richard Sullivan.
Yes.
Lee Jewell.
Yes.
Now that the amusing scenarios are completed, we'll go into the less amusing. Decreased funding. Last motion read, in the event of decreased funding for the first 10% of reductions, allocation for services that are covered under California's essential health benefits package will be reduced proportionately. If further reduced allocation is required, meaning beyond 10%, reductions will occur proportionally across all service categories. Discussion on a motion for decreased funding.
Only because this scenario is much more likely this time around and probably large. I was wondering why it was 10%, like historically why 10% was chosen.
I think because that was the amount that HHS recommended could be absorbed. And so if it goes over, then that could not be absorbed by the core medical services that are impacted, and it should be shared across all service categories.
And just a reminder, Ben, if this were to happen, we would be having a full council meeting on any changes that need to be made.
Yeah, this is an assumption that it will be within 10%, even though this scenario itself does allow for that proportional reduction. If it is a large amount, the council should discuss that. And reallocation is a part of the council life cycle. So that would happen. It would need to happen for due diligence, at least.
So I'll put it forward as written.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Charles Cerrone seconds. Discussion of the current motion on the floor. All right, we'll go to a roll call vote. TJ Lemiaki?
Yes.
Thomas Noble and Kevin Hutchcroft?
Yes.
Lee Jewell?
Yes.
Lily Croutel?
Yes.
Richard Sullivan?
Yes.
Charles Cerrone?
Yes.
Ben Cabangan?
Yes.
Laura Thomas?
Yes.
You have completed your resource allocation motions with utmost professionalism. Thank you. I will forward it to the next committee meeting, which will be Council Affairs 2 weeks from yesterday.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Mark. That does conclude all of our agenda items today. Looks like our next meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, October 7th. Anything we need to touch base on before we say goodbye?
I just wanted to say thank you. This was the most comedic meeting on Zoom I've been on today, and I think I've been on 15 of them. So I really appreciate it. And sorry I was late.
Well, with such material to work with, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you all. Be well.
Thank you, guys.
Good to see you.
Can I ask council staff to stay on after? Okay, thanks.
Can I just stay on and eavesdrop?
We will remove you.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
You and your mask that you wrote in on.
Oh, here. No, you sit. I was going to see if you want to try it.
Okay. Kevin.